I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Temperatures in South Korea are hitting the mid-80s these days. South Korean foodies beat the heat with a bowl of cold noodles. The noodles of choice, more and more, are a North Korean dish known as naengmyeon. North Korean refugees brought the dish south during the Korean War. It's becoming more popular now because more recent defectors from the North are opening up their own restaurants. Reporter Jason Strother takes us to lunch in Seoul.
Ryukyung-ok fills up quickly during lunchtime. The menu at this tiny restaurant takes you on a gastronomical tour of North Korea. There's dumpling soup from Kaesong, a rice and beef dish from Pyongyang, and naengmyeon from Hamhung. That last item is what many customers come for. I'm here with my friend Ro Su-ah. She says naengmyeon is just what you want on a steamy summer day.
When it's really hot, it's just really refreshing and it tastes good and it kind of cools down your whole body.
Ro orders one bowl of naengmyeon served in a cold beef broth, another mixed with raw fish and pepper sauce. All the staff at Ryukyung-ok are North Korean defectors, including the owner, An Mi-ok. North Korean food is really simple compared to South Korean food, An says. We use the traditional ways of cooking and don't add unnecessary ingredients. Here, they use so much artificial flavoring or add extra types of sauces. North Korean food gets back to the basics. While naengmyeon has been popular in South Korea for decades, An hopes other North Korean dishes will soon catch on. 47-year-old Lee Ae-ran is also counting on that. Lee is a former food inspector from Pyongyang. She now runs the North Korean Food Institute in Seoul. She says cooking is a great way for Koreans from both sides of the peninsula to overcome their differences.
The problem is that North and South Korean people have had no communication since we were separated. But our love of food is universal. Cooking provides a place for both of us to come together and chat over cooking or eating and talk about food.
Recently, Lee's school started offering classes in English so non-Korean speakers can talk about North Korean food too.
Okay, once the rice starts to boil and it starts bubbling, things start bubbling, you want to mix it once.
With the help of an interpreter, Lee instructs the class on how to make haeju bibimbap, a North Korean rice and vegetable dish that's made with chicken and soy sauce. 27-year-old Korean-American Alex Jung stands over a simmering pot. He says the class taught him some new things about Korean food.
I think that I'm pretty familiar with South Korean cooking in general and all the regional differences within South Korea. And there definitely aren't that many opportunities to try, eat, or make North Korean food. And I was just excited to learn about a certain style of North Korean food that I had never eaten before.
Lee Ae-ran says the growing availability of North Korean food in the South also has a special meaning for other refugees. She says many didn't get much of a chance to eat these dishes back home.
People in North Korea really can't eat well. They struggle because of the food shortages there. They can't have proper meals and often just have rice mixed with water. But when we work hard here in South Korea, we North Koreans can enjoy eating.
For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.